Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the weekend forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly before 2 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 72. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 47. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 55. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 83. And in the news for today, Wisconsin U.S. Representative Gwen Moore, a Democrat from Milwaukee, is calling on the head of the U.S. Department of Defense to investigate reports of inadequate care for the refugees from Afghanistan staying at Fort McCoy. Moore and fellow Democratic U.S. Representative Ilhan Omar from Minnesota sent a letter to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin to conduct an investigation into possible mistreatment and or neglect of Afghans staying at the base in Monroe County. That according to a report filed this morning in the Wisconsin Public Radio online news. The letter comes a day after the Wisconsin State Journal reported that two Afghan refugees said they haven't received new clothes since arriving at the base and have had to wait in line for hours to get food. The refugees arrived in late August and early September. There are many people who don't have anything to wear or anything to eat, an 18-year-old Afghan woman told the Wisconsin State Journal in a report from last week. They make us wait here for 6 hours behind the cafeteria, and when you go in, there's nothing left. The woman quoted here spoke by phone with Wisconsin State Journal reporters about the experience she was having at Fort McCoy on the condition of anonymity. Fort McCoy officials have not granted media requests to interview refugees nor access to the base. They have shared some photos and videos from inside. They have also discouraged volunteers from speaking with the press. Today is WDRT Community Radio's 11th anniversary as a listener-sponsored, volunteer-based non-commercial station. On Thursday, we were successful in reaching our $12,000 in 12 hours fall pledge drive goal. Thanks to everyone who made a pledge of support. WDRT strives to remain relevant by providing a source for non-professionals to learn how to produce and broadcast their own programs. Our educational mission compels us to offer our listeners a wide variety of independently produced news and public affairs shows. We operate as a 480-watt full-power FM station and are licensed by the Federal Communications Commission as a non-commercial educational radio station. Questions and concerns and appreciations can be addressed to us by mail. So far, we think we've done a pretty good job. Thanks for your continued support. Stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.